All right, I want to encourage you to take your Bibles and let's turn together to John chapter 16 and verse 13. We're picking up where we left off the last two Wednesday nights on this fifth of our series about obeying God's leading and stepping out in faith and the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives. And we're looking at verse 13, but I want to begin reading at verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Think about what he's sharing here. He said, there's many more things I'd love to share with you, but you can't bear it right now. But who will share it? Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. At this time, was the Bible complete? No. We didn't know about the future other than what we knew about in the Old Testament. But there's going to be great clarity that will come in the book of Matthew and Luke. And then, of course, in the writings of the Apostle Paul, the understanding of the rapture, which you don't find in the Old Testament. You have the second coming of Christ that's clarified in the book of Revelation and many other books of the New Testament. The Holy Spirit gave us that, showing us the things to come. But the key word in this passage is the word guide. He will guide. And this is such an important word for us to understand and know, because this is the testimony of the Spirit of God working in our hearts and lives as we study the Scriptures together. This word in the Greek language is hodigeo, hodigeo, and it means to guide carefully, to show the way. Now, if I said, Carson, I want you to go to room 16. I don't know if he's ever been to room 16 before. So I want you to go to room 16. Have I guided him there? Well, I told him to go to room 16. But he may not know where room 16 is, right? He needs a guide. Take him all the way down the hall and then go all the way down to room 16, last room on the right, all the way down. If I take him there and say, follow me, Carson, let's go. You don't have to come right now. But if we go, what am I doing? I'm guiding him. That's this word in the original language. It's more than just telling you. It's taking you. Showing you. Literally to take by the hand and lead them down. That's the promise that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples. It's been passed down to us that the Holy Spirit of God, the Comforter, is one who guides us. He doesn't just say something. He shows you. He gives you understanding and enlightenment so you grasp what's being said. Oh, it's so important that we not just take a Bible verse and take it out of context and run with it and teach something. That happens all the time. That Bible verse in the book of Proverbs that said, where there is no vision, the people perish. That one gets taken out of context all the time. Oh, you got to have a vision. That's not what it's saying there. It's talking about, in the Hebrew, it's the word for revelation. Without revelation from God, the people, the word there is translated in our English, perish. But it means they cast off moral restraint. That's the word that's used there. They just cast it off. If there's nothing, you know how people say, oh, there's nothing in the Bible about cigarettes. Well, there's principles in the Word of God. We're not supposed to damage the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? We have to be careful about a lot of things. There's medications that can harm your body and do damage to it that you probably shouldn't take. We have to grasp a hold of this idea that God left His Spirit for a purpose. And that purpose is to help us to understand the Scriptures. And sometimes in our haste, I'm guilty. I think all of us could probably. We've grabbed something and we run with it. And we haven't taken the time, what's the context, what's he sharing here, to grab a hold of the truth that he has. Now, what has Jesus been talking about? He's been talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit and what he would do in the world system, cosmos. In the cosmos, in the world system, I'm going to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he gives the explanation of that. Then he says, I have yet many things to share with you, but you cannot bear them right now. The Spirit will show you. He will reveal that. And that's what he did with the completed scriptures. Shows us the things to come. I am amazed, folks, at what God is doing around the world. Are you not? I'm amazed at what he is doing. God is working in areas where we didn't think it was possible. In the Arab world, there is inroads of the gospel going into those areas. Thanks to men like Raymond and Haytham, they've been preaching and teaching, and they've been doing it through the internet, and God has opened up ways in which people are being challenged, people are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, it's not massive, huge numbers, but it's in areas where people thought, oh, we'll never be able to get into there, we'll never be able to transform. That's the Lord's work. That's the Lord's work. He can do that. He can take simple things and turn them into great things. The Spirit was given. Now, how do I know if the Spirit is leading me to do something? You know, it's very easy to attach this label, God's leading me to do this, or God's leading me to do that. Well, let me ask you something. Is he leading you to do something wrong? The Holy Spirit won't do that. He'll never lead you to do something wrong. Will he lead you to do something contrary to the written word of God? No. Will he set aside the scriptures to give you special advanced revelation of something that's not in the Bible? No, he will not. For this verse tells us that he will not speak of himself. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but what he hears. I want to read to you this translation from J.B. Phillips. He said, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Yet, when the one I have spoken to you about comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into everything that is true, for he will not be speaking of his own accord. That's important. But exactly as he hears, and he will inform you about what is to come. That's the giving of the scriptures, the giving of the word of God. If Jesus Christ were to come back tonight, He would repeat himself. All right? Now he may in the future advance that we don't know. There are many things John said that he would like. He said, if I had all the ink in the ocean, I couldn't have written down everything that was shared. But understand something. The word of God was given and the knowledge was given for just what we need. Amen? Isn't that encouraging? Just what we need. I don't need advanced revelation. I don't need something speaking to me, telling me things outside of this book. I need the Word of God and the Spirit of God to instruct me. That is a wonderful promise. That, Christian, when you open your Bible, you can be instructed from God through His Holy Spirit and encouraged by His Word. So I just can't understand it. I've got to have a devotional book, or I've got to have this. Well, there are good helps out there. No question about that. But are you praying and asking God to show you through His Spirit the truths that He wants you to have? The Lord works in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. And we need to understand that He works through His Word. Now, we're going to be getting into, next time, Lord willing, things about advancing this idea of being on fire for God and continuing. And that is guarding your heart and mind. Do you know that God's told us to do that? Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We're going to be looking at various passages because there are several. And being on guard, I shared a little bit about that on Sunday. And we're going to continue with some of those thoughts in this particular study. We're almost done with the series. I have two more to share with you, and then we'll be done with this. And I hope it will be an encouragement to you that God has shared with us in His Word, and we can understand and know it through His Holy Spirit, the things that we are to be doing, how we are to be living. It's not just a big throw it up in the air and hope it all lands right. Throw something against the wall and see if it sticks. That's not how we live the Christian life. We have purpose because our Lord has purpose. Amen? Our Christ has purpose. God determined before the foundation of the world that He would make us like His Son. That was His promise. And the Word of God is given to us to encourage us in that understanding, allowing God to work through His Son, the Holy Spirit of God, to make you what He's declared you to be in Him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank You so much for Your precious Word. And I thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit who came into our lives at the moment we were saved. The seal was placed upon us, the seal of the Holy Spirit, whereby we know the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And we thank You for that gift and for the understanding that He brings. And we ask, dear Father, that You would encourage us not to live by the flesh, not to live by our wits, not to live by, you know, what somebody said, but rather, what did You say in Your Word? And grow in the Word and be set aflame by the Word of God. Oh, we thank You, Father, for the truth of Your Word, and we thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We ask now Your blessing as we have this time together of fellowship. We pray that You would be honored and glorified, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.